If you live in Indiana, did you know that the time between a default and when you can charge your late fee has been reduced? If you live in Indiana, did you know that the time between when someone is late and when you can do a lien auction sale has been shortened? Well, if you were a member of the state association or the self-storage association, you would know that. Let's have a quick conversation about the SSA and the state associations. My name's Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the on-demand self-storage boot camp and soon to house the fundraising for small self-storage investors course. You can find out more about the Quick Start Academy and the training I offer at Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. But I firmly believe as a self-storage owner, it's critical that you at least join the state association. Over the years, what the state associations have done for me and the SSA have done for me are, they advocate for me in states where I own self-storage, often affecting the lien laws like what we just heard about in Indiana. They provide me with contracts I can use with customers that are specific to the state laws within that state and protect me as a self-storage owner. More importantly, they keep me out of hot water, as you'll hear in a minute, but they keep me abreast of what's changed and what's going on in the laws in that particular state that could affect me and my bottom line as a self-storage owner. I have access to knowledgeable attorneys about self-storage. I've often called the national attorney with very specific questions about issues I run into operating my storage business, and at no cost, they've been able to provide me invaluable counseling and direction as I run my business. The SSA's provided us with a template for an operations manual, an employee manual, and we've used that in our business, altering it as we've evolved and grown as a company. Not to mention the ongoing education and training that is offered to us as storage owners, both at a national level and at a state level. My experience is at a state level, these associations have been very effective at altering and updating antiquated lien laws and advocating for us as storage owners. I remember one time in Kentucky, my home state, when I purchased a facility, the previous owner had a 3-day late period, and then he assessed late charges daily. And when I first took over his facility, I didn't want to change anything. I wanted to see how it was running and operating. And I remember thinking, man, this is great. I'd never made so much in late fees before. And then I had a customer complain, and this customer was implying that they may contact a lawyer on my late fees. So just to be on the safe side, I called the attorney at the SSA. Now that attorney informed me that very soon, like in the next couple weeks, we're going to hear from your state, the state association, which they ran at the time. The state association had just changed some lien laws in our state. They had, just like Indiana, they had reduced the time it took between when someone was late and when we could hold a lien auction sale. They modified that we no longer had to run legal ads, which are in the paper, which the legal ad section is very expensive. And we no longer had to send certified letters letting them know the lien sale. We could just send registered letters, which saved us a lot of money as storage owners. He did tell me that there was no law in the state yet about late fees, but that in this new legislation coming out in a couple of weeks, late fees would be defined as 5 days. After 5 days is when you could assess a one-time penalty, which was $20 or 5%, whichever's greater on monthly rent. So he's highly suggested that I modify my late fee to coincide with what was going to be coming out, because in many states, believe me, judges love to find where business owners are using exceedingly high fees against customers, and they love to find those and make examples of them. So his coaching was get in line and you'll be in great shape when the law comes out. So that's exactly what I did. Had I not been a member of the National and State Association, I would have never known this stuff. Join your state association. Whatever state you own a self-storage facility in, my coaching is join that state association. It'll keep you abreast of what's going on in the state. It'll keep you abreast of law changes. And most importantly, it can probably keep you out of hot water. Remember, as a storage owner, the number one liability we are exposed to is doing lien sales incorrectly. Stay on top of what's going on with the lien laws in your state. Join the state association at the very least. Our practice is to join the association, any state we own a property in, as well as the national. Look, this is a fantastic business for the small investor. It's a great business to be in. Join the association that supports you in keeping this business a fantastic business for us small investors. Thank you very much. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, which is the financial analysis tool we use as we analyze self-storage. Thank you for watching this episode. I'm sitting out here on the patio in Louisville, Kentucky, and I have my business partner, Bear the Dog, with us. So thanks a lot. See you later. Say goodbye, Bear. See you next week.